Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're dialing in from all over the globe. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and you are tuned in for another episode of the Living by Design radio show, and we are so glad to have you this evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I tell you, I am so very excited to have an amazing guest this evening with us who, I tell you, we've had a lot of guests on this show. And this young lady has so many accolades. It is absolutely amazing. She is just a superstar within the Mary Kay organization, the only individual to accomplish everything that she has accomplished. The records that she has broken, it's just absolutely amazing. And if that's obviously was the very first super millionaire that sold for Mary Kay. And if that's not amazing enough, this young lady is highly educated, law degree, a mother of four children all four of her children have achieved remarkable, miraculous things. And I tell you, I can't believe looking at her bio. It's jaw-dropping. And when you look at her, she looks like a teenager herself. And she has four grown children who are doing amazing things. Let me just bring my guest on the line because I am very anxious and excited to talk to Dr. Gloria Mayhill Banks. Gloria, how are you doing this evening?
I am so good, and I am so glad to be here with you today. This is just fabulous. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Well, I am too, because you are an absolute gift to the world, honey. Let me just tell you, your bio, you've been everywhere. You've been on every single network, CBS, ABC, CNN, NBC. You've been all over the world because of your accomplishments with Mary Kay. I mean, come on, you've got an MBA from Harvard and law degrees. Oh, my God. And four grown children who are just making their own mark in the world.
Well, Kathy, I thank you for all those accolades. That's very nice for you to say those things.
No, you don't thank me. The world thanks
grown.
You.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, the world thanks you, dear. I mean, that's what we need in this world. We need more people like you who not only can be an amazing testament to your career accomplishments, your education accomplishments, but to be the type of mother that you have been to raise four, I can't get off of children. I'm all about building strong children because we won't have to repair broken adults when you build strong children.
Right, right. It has been a phenomenal journey. It's been a very exciting journey. It's been a journey that I tell people all the time, I have never been afraid of hard work. And so when people say, you know, Gloria, you work so hard, and I say, I do work hard. I'm just so blessed to be able to work in an environment, in a journey that I love, and I never have apologized for hard work. And I'm just so excited that work has been a part of my life, and it's been a privilege for me to work and a privilege for me to work as hard as I have. And I'm thankful that the kids have, you know, just grabbed a piece of that. We have a blended family. Ken and I joined our children together, and we took it from me being a single parent and he was a single parent to joining four kids, and they came together through a family of four teenagers at home at the same time. Woo! Pray for me then. And that was an exciting time. Each child had their own journey at different times. It was awesome. But they're now thriving adults at 33, 31, 28, and 27, and they're all, praise God, doing just so great, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, now after you explaining that, that makes it even that much more miraculous because you know the statistics and odds against a blended family even staying together,
mm-hmm.
let alone being able to accomplish those type of life accomplishments. So that's even more amazing. Now, Gloria, I've got to go ahead and jump in here and ask you the question that I know everybody is going to want to hear from you, the queen of Mary Kay, the queen of Mary Kay. I mean, the superstar, you're on every single website, you're on every single person's tongue when it comes to someone who has done something in Mary Kay that's never been done. I don't think anyone will ever touch your record, but I'm hoping they will. What do you say to people who have a negative connotation of network marketing? And I know people don't like to think of Mary Kay being in the category, but it sort of is. So what do you say to people who have a negative mindset about that?
Kathy, that's an excellent question. Mary Kay and all of us associated with Mary Kay are so proud to be a part of the Direct Selling Association. In fact, last month I was on Capitol Hill talking to the congressmen and women about how the Direct Selling Association has made such a massive difference in people's lives. And then today, earlier, someone asked me, they were talking to somebody that was considering Mary Kay and had said that they had heard something negative about it. And I said to them, well, the first reaction is that everything that's wonderful, everything that's positive, everything that's amazing always has something following behind it that has a connotation of some type of negative. People are digging and digging and digging for something negative. And when you dig for something, if you're looking for something, you are bound to find it. I wish I could find something that had everything about it that was positive. I mean, where is that place where everything is positive?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can tell you, my journey with Mary Kay after 25 years, and just want to make sure that you know that I don't have a law degree, but I do have a Harvard Business School degree. But after I got those degrees, I started my Mary Kay career. And what I want to tell you is that when I stepped into this career of direct selling and people were wondering, you know, Gloria, given your background, given your experience, given your already achievements, having been a top seller for IBM, why would you select direct selling as an option for you? And not only direct selling, but the amazing opportunity with Mary Kay as something. And so because they would ask me those questions, it perked up my ears. It's like, that's so interesting that people don't ask those same questions about other occupations that they know nothing about as well. So I said to myself, well, I'm smart enough. I'm smart enough, and I know that if this is not everything it's cracked up to be, I'll be out of there. So I found that I had to do that same thing when I decided to go to college. When I decided to go to Howard University, people said, well, why did you pick that school? Why did you pick that? When I moved into a neighborhood, well, why did you pick that neighborhood? Well, if I buy this car, well, why did you pick that car? Everybody always had an opinion on something, but never really dug deep enough to understand why they had a positive or negative opinion of it. So, to me, given the fact that I was in it to see for myself, given the fact that if there was any negative connotations or negative concerns, there were so many more positive concerns about what I was getting ready to take on myself, that I decided to dig in there and see. And honestly, Kathy, honestly, I think all of us have to take pause when we find something that concerns us that we need to look a little bit deeper, because with everything that's wonderful, there's always something that will cause concern that we have to look deeper into.
That was a brilliant answer, and I wouldn't expect any less from you. But you know what, Gloria? I totally agree with everything you just said because, yeah, and I, you're right. I forgot to mention your career at IBM. How long were you at IBM?
I was at IBM for 4 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was there for 4 years, and I built a strong base there and had been one of their 100% achievers at the time, which was one of the big achievers, and I was selling the big computers, the $4 million computers, and so I learned a lot from there. And I always tell people that my desire to be in sales and in sales leadership started when I was in college, because I knew that if I took on this opportunity and this occupation, that no one could take it away from me. And that's just what I wanted to do. So where some people might shy away from that, I absolutely loved it and ran at it with all my guts.
Yeah, and I have to agree with what you said about, you know, people are always, you got your undergrad from Harvard?
I got my undergrad from Howard University and my graduate degree from Harvard University.
Why would anyone ask a question like, why do you want to go to that college? But you're right. You are so absolutely correct because, and that's the other thing I want to just kind of get into, Gloria, because I have been featuring a segment on my show for the past several weeks about women who are hating, envying, competing, and betraying each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the series has just really taken off like a rocket ship because it's a topic that is true, and it's something we don't want to face. We want to sweep it under the rug, and a lot of women want to pretend like, that's not me. Oh, yes, it is. And anytime you ask someone a question like that, it's a clear indication of what that topic is all about. Why would you ask someone, why would they do this? Why do you do that? Well, if you're making the choices and decisions you're making, those are your choices and decisions. But because someone else is not happy with their life, I think that's what contributes to them asking those questions.
Yes, and it's the tone in which they ask the question. I want to say first that that's a smart question to ask someone when you say, why are you going to choose that? But it's the way in which you ask it. You really asking, why are you selecting that college? Why are you selecting that career? Why are you selecting that company? Or are you saying, well, why would you select that college? Why would you select that opportunity? Why would you select that college? Because it has a negative connotation. But if you're brilliant, you're going to ask that question because you want more information. And if you love that person, you're going to ask that person because you want to understand their thought process, because something that they have might contribute to what you might want to do in your future. I think you're absolutely right when people and when women ask the question. You know, for years, one of my favorite sayings from the Bible is iron sharpens iron. And so I've always considered competition to be a strong suit because you have to learn how to compete correctly. And when you compete correctly, what I consider when you're out loud about it, and that when you do it with integrity and you do it with hard work and you do it with a vision of your success inspires other people's excellence, then competition is great. I am much better because of the people that I compete against in Mary Kay. I am much stronger because I know that if they can do it, then I have a chance at doing it. And I think where some people get locked up when they are concerned about the envy and the portraying of other women is they really do believe in their conversation and in their thought process that if they find fault in other people's strategies, it makes their strategy look better, which goes back to what you just said, which is something that really spurs me on, which is sometimes when you're excellent and sometimes when you choose to do something that puts you out there, it forces other people to look at things that they have chosen not to do. And it causes them to get uncomfortable. And in that uncomfortable environment where your success has caused me to look at myself and look at the choices that I have chosen not to hang on to, the discipline I chose not to have, the getting up in the morning I chose not to do, the staying up late at night I chose not to do, the notes I chose not to write, the calls I chose not to make, the questions I chose not to ask. When your excellence shows other women what they've chosen not to do, because they don't know what to do with those emotions, because they haven't been trained what to do with those emotions, because they haven't been mentored what to do with the negative emotions, they go back to what they're familiar with is drawing other people down versus the strength that comes from encouraging other people, the strength that comes from lifting other people, the strength that comes from showing other people how can I make you better, because if I'm doing something that makes you better, I become better myself.
Wow, that you are such a powerful person, and that was a powerful answer. And I have chills. You are absolutely amazing because I agree with everything you said. everything that we are doing in life, well, we should be doing in life, should touch another individual in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
If what we're doing is not touching someone else, mentoring someone else, helping someone else, teaching someone else, coaching someone else, then we need to reassess what we're doing because we're mm-hmm. all connected.
Right, 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 right. We are
and
all connected.
It's not you against me and me against her. Mm-hmm. We've got to understand that philosophy that we're all connected and we're all on this earth for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You
and
have
our
yours,
judgment
she
of
has
someone
her.
Else. Your judgment of someone else doesn't make you or her better. It takes both of you into a negative situation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely correct. And I believe there's enough success, enough love in this world to go around for everyone. Everyone
right.
can have the success that they want if they're willing to put in the work. And they're willing to learn from the obstacles, not allow the obstacles to stop you
mm-hmm.
and dead in your tracks and you just sit down and give up. But if you will learn from the obstacles, you're willing to learn from the obstacles and keep going forward. Everyone can have whatever they want. That's what I believe.
Kathy, you just said something that is baseline on people that are successful. And the baseline of people that are very successful is they are totally believe in abundance. They totally believe that there's more than enough. And Kathy, your program is such a important program to deliver the message that success for women and men comes from a baseline of understanding that there's abundance in this world. And you and I both know that when you talk to people who are in a building mode, they're so concerned that if I give that away, then I won't have anything for myself. Or I don't want to share my idea, because if I share my idea, then she's going to run for she's going to run with my idea. Now, there's something different when you
right.
have a product and you have a patent and you've seen someone else who can duplicate it and get it to the market faster than you. That's not what I'm talking about. That is a smart marketing and strategic idea on how you bring a product
right.
to the market. But when you have something that if more people are talking about the success of it and more people are using the success of it, and if you have an incredible idea that can help someone else and their business, even if it's the same type of business and they're aligned with it, when you understand that there's plenty of people to buy your product, plenty of people to hear the opportunity, plenty of people to rock their world with this opportunity, in living in that abundance allows abundance to come back to you.
That is absolutely true. It's absolutely correct because I've been there. You've been there. So we're talking from a place of experience, and mm-hmm. it's so true. And I know there are a lot of people who are listening to us who are in the Mary Kay sales industry, and they are doing exactly what you did. And I know they're going to want me to ask you the question, how did you become an elite executive national sales director so fast? And I mean, with everything you just said, I'm so not surprised, but I want to hear from your perspective. How do you feel you did that? What contributed to you doing that?
I'll give you some thoughts that I think have made a difference for me. And the one thing I want to say about the Mary Kay opportunity that is rich is the mentorship. It's a very rich organization where women reach down to other women and help them become successful. So I first want to say that I'm a product of a lot of women who help me now today, that they're sitting right next to me, and the women who've come before me who have reached down. So that's number one. Number two, I think I'm an expert at compartmentalization. When I teach leadership and I influence lifestyle, I think a large component of that is compartmentalization with my emotions. I'm like every other woman in the world who's had life drama happen to them, and it happens to me over and over and over again. And so misplaced expectations causes frustration, and so you get frustrated when some life situation happens to you and you don't anticipate that you are going to be a person where life happens. And so what happens to most women I see that are in struggle, Kathy, is because when life happens to them, they stop the things that bring them joy. They stop the things that can give them a way out. And so they stop their businesses. They stop their going forward. They stop their education. And they give all attention to the drama, and that causes multiple drama. Number three, like I said earlier in the call, I am a hard study, and I'm a hard worker. So when I came in the doors of Mary Kay, I didn't just do Mary Kay. I learned how this business worked. I'm very fortunate that we have a woman in Mary Kay Ash who spent a lot of time and effort not only educating us, but inspiring us. And so it's important that those two things are of equal, that you learn the business and you inspire other people and you understand the value of being inspired. So another piece of my success is that I would go and get it. I would make sure my body was in the place where I would hear other stories and see other successful things going around, because people get so tied up, Kathy, in the how-tos as opposed to the why to. The intention is more important than how. When people would say to me, Gloria, how did you win a car in 5 months or earn the use of a car? How did you build a team so quickly with women? It wasn't the how as much as that I just knew in my heart that there are other women out there who want it. They're super bad all day long. They're not looking for the excuses. They're looking for the reason to change their family. I tell people forever, forever I've been looking for more, more. Women who have more, women who want more, and women who want to give more. Those are what I call mountaintop women who have a vision, who may not know exactly how to get it, but they want it. They're not caught up in the take two steps to the left and two steps to the right and a half a step back and then over there. They're just like, how do we get over there? Because I'm getting ready to fight for my dream and get over there. So did I do a lot of things wrong? Absolutely. When I walked in the doors of Mary Kay, I didn't even wear makeup. So did I do a lot of things wrong? I absolutely did a lot of things wrong. Did I stay in the drama of the wrongness? No, because the one thing, the most important thing I learned from Harvard Business School was it is okay to make a mistake as long as you know you can correct the mistake.
It's crucial to make a mistake.
Yes.
It's crucial.
It is. But what most people don't do is they don't make a decision. So make a decision. If it's the right decision, hallelujah, awesome. If it's the wrong decision, you can fix it. But most people don't want to make a decision. So Gloria Mayfield Banks, I get paid a lot of money to find the needle in the haystack. Have you ever seen a haystack? It's a lot to go through. But if you know that's your job, if you know that's the reality, if you know that's the result, then I can book one more person, I can do one more interview, and I can inspire one more person today.
I love everything you're saying. I also have a blended family. I have four daughters, and one of my older daughters, Well, wait until you hear this. One of my older daughters is also a Mary Kay consultant. Well, she's a director now. But she absolutely loves it. When she heard I was interviewing you, she was so excited, absolutely so excited, because she knows everything. She's actually the one that brought you to my attention.
Oh, wonderful.
Because then I started looking at your videos on YouTube, and you're an outstanding speaker. And
well, thank you,
she,
Kathy.
Oh, absolutely. She is exactly what you described. I mean, she is hard-nosed. She will, I don't care what she goes through, what the obstacles are, what the naysayers say, she keeps right on going. She'll fall down, get right back up, and keep going. And, I mean, I love that work ethic about her. I love it. And mm-hmm. Everything you're saying is exactly what it takes, regardless of what industry you're in. And
right.
I know the industry of sales, period, whatever sales job you're doing, it's not easy. Well, any type of success that you're engaged in,
right.
If you have a strong commitment. See, that's what we're missing out on in this world, is a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have that strong commitment and that strong work ethic, you can go through any obstacle.
And you're correct, Kathy. It doesn't matter whether it's a sales occupation or whatever your occupation is. If you've got kindness and you've got courage and you've got confidence, You can push through anything. Without those things, you eventually will end up in trouble. We love it in Mary Kay, where our philosophy is God first, family second, career third. We love that part of the baseline of what we do in Mary Kay. And when we do that, we inspire other people to have those same things in place. But with those things in place, if your heart, your pure heart's not kind, it's a problem. If you are not courageous enough to go out on the limb and understand that the fruit is out on the limb, if you're not courageous enough to try to go in a direction of your dreams, you're never going to get it. And if you don't walk in confidence, understanding that sometimes that confidence comes from faking it, like when I extend my hand and I extend my arm and my whole persona is looking at you, I may be shaking in my boots, but I understand that my confidence attracts other people. And at every level, as I climbed my level of success, I had to regain my confidence. Instead of being upset right. that I had to have that confidence again, I got excited for the challenge of I need to become confident. And until I get that level of confidence, when I walk in the room, I love the ability to fake the confidence until the confidence met up with me.
Well, it's very obvious that your confidence, your passion, your compassion, and your desire and your commitment are just, oh, my goodness, it flows, it overflows. And you are just such a strong, powerful, just you're such a great testament to success. And you're also a great testament to mentorship and connection and networking and love. And you just exude it, Gloria. You're just amazing. You're amazing. And I just thank you so much for taking this time to speak to the listeners and let them know from your perspective, your beliefs and your thoughts on life and success and how women can come together and collaborate more and celebrate each other more and just, you know, learn how to dig deep and find that self-inner love. Could you give us about a 10-second, a quick closing comment for our listeners?
I would love to tell the listeners as we get ready to go into the holidays and get ready to go into the new year that they have to be excited about the quantum leaps that they can make in their lives. They have to be excited about what the power of a right now passionate goal, and they've got to be excited about fighting for their dream because we have one life to live, and live it out loud we must.
Thank you so much, my dear. Miss Million Dollar Circle of Excellence, Gloria Mayfield Banks, you have been amazingly a wonderful guest, and we thank you for your time. And I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and we're going to sign off for now. But join us next week for another episode of Living by Design. Good evening, everyone.